Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations. Online at shrm.org.
Well, they waited till the last minute.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. So many people filed their taxes just before the deadline last night that TurboTax couldn't handle the load. The company that makes the software, Intuit, said it was processing 50 to 60 returns a second. It took hours for some people to get their documents through to the IRS. Intuit said it couldn't promise that taxpayers would avoid late penalties. But the IRS is aware of the problem and will let us know something today. Today in Denver, some bitter rivals in the tech business are hanging out together. Microsoft, Sun, Dell, HP, IBM. They won't be smoking any peace pipes, but they will talk about how to make their industry more friendly to the environment. Lisa Napoli has more.
The power needed to juice up computers, servers, AC, and other equipment at the world's technology companies has doubled over the past 5 years, and of course it just keeps accelerating.
The demand for energy in terms of the data center is outpacing the ability for technology to be able to deliver it.
That's John Tusillo of American Power Conversion. He says that's why fierce technology rivals formed something called the Green Grid earlier this year. They figure that collectively these great engineering brains can figure out how to make computer data centers more efficient. Tusillo says there are two reasons to do that.
There's an obvious environmental benefit, you know, doing more for less. There's a cost benefit, again, doing more for less.
The people gathering in Denver make up 90% of the world's computer systems makers. Their goal this week is to come up with industry standards. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
On Wall Street yesterday, tame inflation numbers and corporate profits gave stocks some juice. The Dow gained 52 points to 12,773. That's just 22 points from the all-time high the Dow set back in February. But the Nasdaq lost a point to 2516. The S&P 500 put on 3 to finish at 1471. Today in Japan, the Nikkei climbed almost 1%. BlackBerry people, you might not have any new emails this morning. The company had a massive failure last night, and apparently BlackBerry users around the world aren't getting emails. The company's trying to reset the system, but it might take a while to get all of those messages through. So in the meantime, take a deep breath. It'll be okay. I'm just teasing you a little.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Medtronic, applauding the many contributions of America's volunteers. You can find volunteer opportunities in your community today by visiting volunteermatch.org. And by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
Today, President Bush meets with Democratic leaders to talk about war spending, specifically a $100 billion supplemental he wants Congress to approve. At the same time, Bush wants Congress to make his tax cuts permanent. Otherwise, they'll expire in 3 years. Commentator Ben Stein believes the tax cuts should go so the military can get paid.
For the rich in this country, things have never been better. There are over 500 billionaires. There is a long waiting list for Bentleys and high-end yachts. Wall Street powers routinely make $50 million a year and more. They have birthday parties with statues gushing champagne. But we live in a small bubble of freedom and prosperity on this mad, dangerous planet, and it's protected by the men and women of the military and their families. They live on a pittance. While the rich get in line for Ferraris and $10 million co-ops, the men and women who save our lives get paid in a year what Wall Streeters make in a minute. I know these military families. They put their lives and their families' future on the line for us every day. But somehow, at least partly because of lowered federal revenue, because of tax cuts for the very rich, the military cannot get adequate pay, adequate training, adequate equipment when they go off to fight for us. This is just an outrage. To have such opulence at home while the people who defend us in our bubble live in such dire straits. Here's one thing we know for sure. The people who give their blood and their lives for us need more money. And there are more than enough rich in this country, and they've got more than enough money to pay a bit more tax. That's partly economics and partly just basic decency.
Ben Stein is an actor, writer, lawyer, and economist. Feel free to share your thoughts, and I'm sure you have them, at marketplace.org. GM said it's going to build a new version of a popular small car in Europe. It's called the Astra. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard has more on the impact of this decision. Stephen?
There will be winners and losers. The Brits, the Germans, the Swedes and the Poles are winners. They will see several thousand jobs secured. The Belgians, however, are not happy. They've been left out of the plan. They're losing 1,400 GM jobs, and they've been told in no uncertain terms that if they don't bring their costs down, they could lose all their production to Asia.
So they're being punished?
Yes, simply because, according to GM, the big factory in Antwerp is not performing sufficiently. All GM operations across Europe have been under tremendous pressure in recent years. There's been a huge amount of restructuring. Thousands of jobs have already gone. And some of these factories in some of these different European countries have emerged leaner and meaner than others.
So this is all part of GM's grand plan we've heard so much about in terms of restructuring and job losses. We've talked to death over here.
Yes, absolutely. And Europe's GM plants have lost something like 13,000 jobs in recent years. It's been pretty painful.
Now this car, the Astra, Stephen, didn't you own one of these?
Yes, a 15-year-old Astra. It was a great old car and did something like 285,000 miles before it finally expired about 2 months ago.
Wow, that's not bad. All right, Stephen, thanks a lot.
Okay, Scott.
Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, in London. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.